you really need to know that there are some wonderful things happening in this community. You need to know that because something that I have been finding happening more and more, and I'd say especially recently, but it's been something that's almost been like a snowball effect. More and more, I've had parishioners coming up and telling me stories. Not myths, not fables, not legends, but stories. I just heard one very, very recently of a young mother in our community who told me that she was, not all that long ago, a mom who would drop her children off for religious education, not come to Mass, go out, take care of a few things, whatever, come back and pick up her children, and then just not think about it. Knew that somehow a religious upbringing was important, but it wasn't all that important in the larger scheme of things. As a footnote, I secured her permission to tell the story. What changed things for? Because now, I saw her, when she told me the story, signing in one day as a liturgical minister at Mass. I see her around the parish on a regular basis, involved in a number of different things, even outside of that. And I asked her what changed. It was something this simple. The catechist for her child invited all the parents to come in any time that they wanted and were able, encouraged them to sit there. And she said that the faith of that catechist who was instructing her child, but she found out that he wasn't just instructing her child, he was sharing his faith. And she was getting the instruction, or actually being the one as a recipient of that witness. Now, I couldn't tell you whether or not the catechist consciously knew what was going on inside of that woman's mind, or I'd say even in her heart. But it made an impact because evidently she was going back time and time again to accompany her child, maybe to lead her child a little bit better. But what happened was God got her. And then she started going, she met some others, started going to Walking with Purpose here, and it just kind of snowballed. So I want to share that good news. That's one of many stories. And I also want to give you a word of caution. God has it out for you. There is a target on your back, and it was put there at your baptism, and God will be relentless until he gets you to his heart. Now, you know, a lot of times you might sit there and you might even be thinking now, yeah, right. God doesn't have a plan for me. I'm not even sure God exists. I don't know where it all plays in this. Or you might be thinking, I'm just trying to figure this all out myself. But why would God want anything to do with me? And you might come up with a dozen reasons at the drop of a hat as to why you wouldn't. Well, I can give you a dozen individuals who were called as disciples and apostles who never saw it coming either. But I'll tell you this, the gospel, I think, today is not just about an exorcism, and certainly not an exorcism as we would envision it in a Hollywood movie. The gospel today is about being called even out of the darkest moment that you could imagine in your life. The man possessed by a demon, I think, is one way that God tells us that here's an extreme an extreme situation, unthinkable, unfathomable. How could anyone, even God, penetrate that? And what do we see here? The power of God is always stronger, better, faster than any evil that could be put there before us. We all struggle with it. Let's remember that not every spirit is the Holy Spirit. Scripture is very clear about that. As a matter of fact, the power of evil is steeped in just a couple of basic tenets. Number one, lies. Anything that the evil one would put out there to be a barrier between you and living your life fully as a son or a daughter of God is rooted in a lie. It's going to be, you're not good enough. Or, you've committed sins that are so bad even God wouldn't want you. Or, why do you need that? You can get by just fine all by yourself. And experience tells us that that can be true until it isn't. Until it isn't. We can be self-sufficient. We can pull ourselves up until we can't. God has a mark on your back. Just like that man. But evil, if it's rooted in lies, it's also rooted in something else. Darkness. Evil doesn't like light. Because light exposes the truth. That there's more to us than our actions. There's more to us than our mistakes. And there's more to God than even the preconceived notions that we might have based on our own experience, our own failures, or our own disappointments. What do I mean by that? Well, finish this sentence in your mind or in the way that someone may have expressed it to you. If God really existed, then ... Or if God was really good, then ... If God was really loving, then ... And usually we complete those sentences with the most horrible sufferings or experiences or disappointments that we either know of, imagine, or have experienced. Now, what's the answer to that? Get out of the darkness. God is not a God of the shadows. God is a God of light. What did he say when he spoke to the man that had the demons? He said to them, come out of him. Because they were keeping that guy in a cave. He was living in the shadows, in the darkness. He wasn't able to live life full in abundance because he had been overshadowed by the lies that that's all that he ever was or all that he would ever become. And the other thing is it's rooted in confusion. When we get confused, and sometimes it's almost like being, you know, dealing with the parable of the good soil. Some seed going on the rocky ground, some on the thorn, some on the path that's stomped over, and others getting put into the good soil. It's almost the same in the sense that a lot of it has to do with going from confusion to clarity. Now, when are we ripe for confusion? When we don't discern. When we just react. When we just theorize, when we don't take ourselves before God in prayer and test the spirits. You know, we can define ourselves by our sins, our illnesses, whatever it is that brought us down. But that's not what defines us. God calls us out. God calls us forward. It doesn't mean that life is always going to be perfect, rosy, and without any bumps along the road. But God doesn't want us to live in the bumps. That's not the sum total of life. I think Jesus could have just as easily addressed the man. And rather than saying, come out of him, he could have said, come to me. And that's exactly what I believe God is calling us each time we gather around the Eucharistic table. Abandon whatever it is that holds you back and come to me, he says. Whatever you define, however you've defined yourself, labeled yourself, whatever lie you've bought into, whatever confusion you might experience, know there's more to it than that. That God has a mark on you. He has marked you, signed you as a child of God, a son, a daughter, not just an employee, not just a servant, not just someone to do for him. We've got to get ourselves beyond that mentality of, well, this whole religious thing is what God wants of me. It's what God wants for me. To live life, to live it in abundance, and to step out of the shadows of darkness. If you ever want to look at a decision and try to figure out where God is leading you, just ask yourself, does it meet at least one of these things? Is it true? Is it good? Is it beautiful? Is it leading me to truth? Is it leading me to goodness? Is it leading me to beauty? Not just on a surfacey level. Because we don't want to go down the road of a lie. We don't want to go down the road that's taking us off the path of goodness. And we certainly don't want to compromise the beauty, the innate beauty that God has bestowed on each member of his creation who are known and made in the image and likeness of God. If it compromises those things, it's time to test that spirit. But just know, yes, evil is real, but evil doesn't win. Someone said, how do you explain the Bible? You know, you've got all of these different books, all these different genres of literary style. Is there any way of summing it up? Sure there is. Two words. You know what the two words are? God wins. A lot of bumps, a lot of hills, a lot of valleys. And that's the way any of our lives are, isn't it? But when push comes to shove, from Genesis to Revelation, God wins. Amen? Amen.